Okay, we're going to talk about the actual contact. First of all, we want to answer the first question on our card here, make sure we don't have some false advertising going around. What's the difference between soul and soul energy? You know, people talk often, well, you know, I contacted my soul, and we talk about my soul or the soul, and then there's soul energy. Soul energy, remember, is the interplay between spirit and matter. That produces soul energy. But when you talk about the soul, it's something different. The soul is the higher part of yourself. And the higher part of yourself uses soul energy to contact you, and you use soul energy to contact it. And this is why it bears the name soul, because you go through soul energy. You use soul energy to open the door to contact higher parts of yourself. What is here among us is not all there is to you. You're connected to higher parts of yourself and also to every other life on the planet. And there's a soul for the whole planet, you could say, the higher self for the whole planet. And in this higher self is like a spiritual internet. And this spiritual internet connects everybody. What's interesting about the things that we invent come from ideas from the atomic world. These ideas come down, and they're ideas that have already materialized somewhere on the higher worlds. And on the higher worlds, the internet has existed for thousands of years. And we're finally catching up with our internet here. Is catching up with the spiritual internet. And we're just beginning with the internet here. I mean, the internet's going to evolve more and more. If we could go to the higher worlds and see how the internet works there, we would probably be flabbergasted at the technology, the spiritual technology they have. If a person, through soul energy, contacts the soul, a higher part of himself, and that is the consciousness is connected to the spiritual internet, then all knowledge becomes available. And the first thing that becomes available is principles. The language of soul is the language of principles. And a lot of people think, well, if I have soul contact, I can find out what the stock market's going to do tomorrow or whatever. You know, this isn't what soul energy does. It brings down basic principles. It may bring down a principle to your mind, an idea that you might think, well, I can study the stock market and analyze cycles and figure out what the cycle is going to be like next month or the month after. And so that's a principle. He's dealing with a principle there. And this is what the language of soul deals with, is principles. And this is one of the first contacts we make, is bringing principles down so we can understand them. And when a person teaches a principle, many people do not understand what a principle is. And so all they hear is the facts. It takes a certain amount of soul contact to understand a principle. Now let's go through several principles just to, for example. Can anyone tell me a principle?
As above, so below.
Law of correspondence.
Okay, law of correspondences, that's a principle. Okay, now, if a person has a degree of soul contact, he can understand what that means. Once he has this idea presented to him, all of a sudden it opens up a lot of avenues. I've had a class on this and already attended before. I guess it was just shortly after we got together. And she loved this idea of the law of correspondences. And the next day she was out in the garden and she just looked happy as a lark out there and wondered why she looked so thrilled. And when she come in, I said, well, what have you been doing out there? And she says, well, I've been using this law of correspondences, and I've been looking at the flowers, and this idea come to me, and looking at this. And she was putting together all kinds of correspondences, just looking at what was in the garden. I can't remember everything she told me. All I remember is that she was thrilled with what she was coming up with. Didn't make a lot of sense to me, but made a lot of sense to her.
That's not true. You thought it was really happy.
Did I? Okay.
You went, teach me.
What kind of old man?
I was in the zone. And now I can't remember anything I thought of or wrote that down.
That's what I thought though. Sorry, yeah. JJ. She, it's her fault.
Right. Well, it's been so long I can't remember all the details. She could be right, but all I remember is she was really impressed with everything that she was coming up with. Using the law of correspondence is just looking at the stuff in the garden. A little bit like Peter Sellers in the movie Being There, you know. But except she was a lot smarter than Peter Sellers in the movie, of course. But anyway, it's funny when you understand a principle, the fullness of a principle dawns on you, all of a sudden you just see the repercussions. And one of my favorite statements is this: it takes 1,000 pieces of data, 1,000 facts, to piece together one principle so it can be understood. But once a principle is understood, you can understand thousands of facts just from the one principle. You don't need all the facts. That's why when somebody tells me something they want me to do, they say, now do this, go A, B, C, and give me a bunch of instructions. I just say, just tell me the end. Tell me the end that you want done, and then I'll figure out what happens between A and B. And when they do that, then I'm fine. But if they try to instruct me in all the details, when I used to work on construction, I was a really bad employee because the boss would always say, give me a whole bunch of little details, and I forget them all. I just say, well, what do you want? What do you want done? What's the end? And then I'd figure it out, and if I didn't do it exactly as he outlined, then he'd get mad at me. But I could always figure out how to accomplish the end. And this is the way principled people kind of operate, is they don't want detailed instructions. They just want the big picture presented, and then they go after the big picture. The people that don't understand principles well, they like a lot of detailed instructions. Okay, now, what do I do next? And then after that, what do I do? And then after that, what do I do? The more people that's governed by principles just say, okay, what's the end that you want? You want this thing at the end. You want the garden to grow well. That's the end result, right? Don't tell me how to do it. I'll figure it out. Just you want the garden to produce A, B, and C or whatever. Or you want the house to look like this. Or you want...
Doesn't it depend on what... Like if I'm learning a new skill on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
I need James to tell me just exactly step by step by step. I'll even have to write it down if it's something I don't use all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody says to me, I want you to throw a party for this many people, blah, blah, blah.
Right, then they tell you the end. Well, some things, if you're learning...
Sure, it isn't about throwing a party versus working on... That's what I hear.
One is really easy. Don't give me the details, but on other things...
Well, see, certain things are geared to your personality. You absorb some things a lot better than other things. Now, things I don't absorb well, I may need more detailed instructions. Like, if a new computer program... or a new piece of software.
Yeah.
So sometimes I get a piece of software, I think, well, they're supposed to do this, so, you know, I can figure it all out. I think, well, the end is supposed to do this, so I just hack away and figure out other pieces of software. You think, oh, man, I'm going to have to read the manual. Okay?
Yeah.
So you got to go back and go through the details sometimes. And sometimes you have to do that. Now, James over here, he probably never reads the manual, but...
No, that's not true.
Never ask for directions.
Yeah, right. Yeah, guys never ask for directions. We see the big picture, us guys do. We see where we want to go.
So I guess that means that guys have soul contact.
Boy, are you going to get it tonight, James?
You're not
Yeah, we won't go there.